USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
They were in the Midwest. On the fourth day until Election Day, President Trump and his Democratic rival Joe Biden took their message to Middle America. The president at a rally in Michigan mocking Fox News opinion host Laura Ingraham for wearing a mask.
I can't recognize you. Is that a mask? No way. Are you wearing a mask? I've never seen her in a mask. Look at you. Oh, she's being very politically correct.
It should be noted that Michigan once again set a new weekly record of confirmed COVID-19 cases for the third week in a row. Lack of social distancing and minimal mask wearing has been a trademark of President Trump's rallies. Meanwhile, Biden at a drive-in rally in Iowa slammed the president for how he's managed the pandemic. Officials there have recorded a second straight day of record coronavirus cases. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.